The show is premiering here in Des Moines. Tell me a little about why our city was picked for the very first one.
You know, I think it was just a matter of the way the schedule fell. I'm not absolutely certain about that, but I think that that's primarily the reason. I think it just happened that way. And also, I think that Des Moines is a very representative, I mean, Iowa, I think, is very representative of America. I mean, it's the part of the Midwest. And I think that this play really will get a chance to test the waters there and find out, you know, if it's going to be something that people are going to respond to. I'm hoping they do, obviously in a positive way. But I think it's a great place to start.
Well, some folks may associate you with one of your TV roles. I know, looking over your resume and IMDb, much of your theatrical work has been devoted to the classics, mostly Shakespeare. Talk a little about how you go about getting into the character of Richard Nixon.
Well, the first thing I did was, of course, I actually looked at the interviews with David Frost and studied them, and then I started doing some research, reading as much as I possibly could. I revisited the Oliver Stone movie with Anthony Hopkins playing Nixon quite brilliantly, I thought. And Frank Langella is a very dear friend, old friend of mine, and I didn't get a chance to see his performance, but I know his work, and I know he's a great actor. So I was very, at first, I was very, actually, very hesitant about doing it, because I didn't necessarily want to walk in the shadow of somebody who had great success with the part. But then I began to think about it, and as you say, I've done a lot of Shakespeare, and in a way, Nixon has become sort of an iconic classical American figure. And so it's a little bit like doing a Shakespearean role, you know. And so I thought, why not? I mean, give it a shot. It's, you know, it's just, it's another notch in your belt kind of thing. And I've enjoyed doing the research, I must say. I mean, I've discovered things about Nixon that I never knew before. I never knew, for example, that he, I knew he played the piano, but I played the piano, but I never knew that he played everything in the key of G, which I find very interesting. Also, he was very self-conscious about his image. He was very concerned about perspiring, about the shadow from his beard. In fact, at one point in the play, he actually acknowledges that he thinks that one of the things that cost him the election was the fact that there was moisture on his upper lip, you know. And so I'm learning new things every day, actually, about it.
I take it then you didn't see the original airing of the Frost Nixon interviews way back when. How recently?
Did.
Okay, did you?
I did indeed, yeah. But I'd forgotten much of those interviews until I revisited them some time ago, and studied them. Yeah, studied the behavior of his behavior. Yeah.
Can you talk a little about the historical importance of seeing this play in this election year?
You know, the resonance, the historical resonance is quite amazing in terms of, here we are, we have a president whose popularity ratings are very, very, very low, and certainly, you know, Nixon's popularity at the time of the interviews was, you know, after the resignation, were very low. And the defense mechanisms that Nixon calls upon in terms of his justification for the actions that he, for his actions, is very similar. There's one line in the play that really, I think, has great resonance. In the when Frost and they're talking about Watergate and about the consequences of Watergate, and he says that he felt that when you're in office, you have to do a lot of things that are not, in the strictest sense of the law, legal. But you do them because they're in the greater interests of the nation. And Frost is right. Are you saying that what you're doing, that it's just you can do things that are illegal? And Nixon's response is, I'm saying that when the president does it, that means it's not illegal. So he really feels like he's above the law. And that has a certain resonance today, I think.
And did I read the other day that there is going to be another movie version of this coming out later this year?
Yes. Frank Langella and Michael Sheen, who did it originally on in London and in Broadway, have done a movie with Ron Howard. And again, it was something that caused me to be hesitant about doing the play. And I thought about it. I said, well, no, actually, I think the movie in some ways may be a good, if it's a good movie, maybe a good commercial for people coming to see the play.